There's a man who's seen it all, a true hero standing tall with a badge and a pen. He takes a stage, John Moore, the freedom sage. From the Green Berets he served his land, a detective with a steady hand. Intelligence analyst, he knows the score. John Moore, he's seen it all before. Wake up with the Liberty Man, with coffee cup in hand. With his charm and his wit, he's got it all. John Moore, voice that'll never fall.
On Monday. It is Monday, the 8th day of April. This is the day many of us have been looking for, the day of the solar eclipse. I'm at the edge of it. I'll be about 95% covered, I think, by the solar eclipse. A few miles east of here, and we have a total eclipse of the sun. And we can talk more about that as we move forward. We do start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Live broadcasting begins with my show, the John Moore Show, on Republic Broadcasting right now. And we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day goes to the matter of the eclipses. Could be a matter of actually saving the eyesight of people that are not aware of the following. There was these cardboard eclipse glasses have been sold all over the country, and some of them are not properly made. And here's how you can tell. They're inside the on the inside of the cardboard glasses, there is an ISO certification number, if it's the correct one. And here's that certification number, 12312-2. So the ISO certification number that will protect your eye from being damaged is the following ISO certification number, 12312-2. Before you put those cardboard eclipse glasses on, be sure and check and make sure, absolutely sure, that that ISO number is on there. If not, throw them away and don't look at the sun. You'll cause permanent eye damage to your eyes. All right, that said, we have patient Wayne Green and my friend Stephen Starr. Stephen Starr is the author of the following book. We'll be talking about this book and related matters. Here's the title of the book, available at Amazon. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, a lot of speculation. My personal belief about the eclipse is itself will be a big nothing burger, as Hillary Clinton would say. If there are issues, it'll be man-made issues. Do you have any thoughts on that, sir?
No, I think you're correct. I haven't been in any apprehension about the eclipse.
Well, there was one night, 2017. I had a private consultation at a restaurant nearby, and my clients and myself walked outside of the parking lot. We had the proper glasses. We looked at it and walked back inside. It was not a big deal. The summer 1963, we had an eclipse over eastern Missouri, and I made a special viewing box to look at it safely, and I did. It was kind of an interesting thing for a 16-year-old, but that was not a big deal either, quite frankly. So in a few hours, I believe it's early afternoon, this eclipse will come. It'll be gone, and hopefully there won't be any issues around the country where this thing's being viewed. I ran across a book here, Stephen. It's a novel that gives a fairly realistic account of the consequences of a nuclear attack from North Korea. Now, the title of the book is Nuclear War. The author is Annie Jacobson. It's being published in England. And I'll read the first paragraph here. It's two sentences. And here we go. Nuclear war begins with a blip on a radar screen. It's 4:30 a.m. Eastern time in a seemingly barren field 20 miles outside of North, well, actually local time, 4:30 a.m. in a seemingly barren field 20 miles outside of the capital of Pyongyang, a massive cloud of fire erupts just feet above off the ground as the country's most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile is launched. Known as the Monster, it begins its ascent. North Korea is kind of a wild card in this whole nuclear matter, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, yes, it is. As you know, we discussed, they have satellites that go over the United States a couple times a day that are supposed to be communication satellites, but they've never been observed to emit any sort of electronic signal, so they could be nuclear weapons.
That's right. That's right. And that is a almost a word-for-word statement from one of the former heads of the CIA. There's not much about the CIA trust these days, but that particular piece of information, I have no reason to doubt it. How about you, sir?
Oh, I think it's correct. And, you know, there's 12,000 nuclear weapons in the world, so, and it only takes one to knock out the U.S. power grid and damage most of the critical national infrastructure. So that's why I wrote my book. You know, it's a danger that's been swept under the rug.
Well, moving on to China, one of the effects, and you point out in your book, is the damage and destruction of any and all equipment that's got transistors, resistors, and diodes, which, of course, is what would happen on one hand. On the other, the country just happens to be the largest manufacturer of computer chips, transistors, resistors, and diodes. Just happens to be our enemy, communist China. How about that? What do you think?
Oh, I think everything's so screwed up right now, it's hard to make sense out of it. You know, we're also very dependent on China for all our pharmaceuticals, our medicines, for example. You know, we've offshored so much of our industrial base to supposedly make more money that we've sort of made the middle class disappear. And, you know, we're really at the mercy for all the rare earths and all the things that we would need to make all these things that we want to defend ourselves with. So, yeah. What's your solution to that?
Well, my solution is personal preparedness and families taking care of themselves, neighborhoods coming together, counties coming together. I looked into EMP Shield helping my county. It turned out that the source of funding has been used up, so we won't be able to do that. I'll be looking into these fire departments, the paramedics, and the sheriff's department doing it on their own, which is not terribly expensive. I haven't looked into the price of a one tire for a fire truck, but I'm pretty confident, without even checking, that one tire for a fire truck costs more than $300. What do you think, Stephen?
Oh, I'm sure you're right.
I just
replaced the tractor tire on an old 8N tractor, and that was quite a bit of money. That's about what you're saying. So
exactly. Well, they've got funds, and of course they're finite. They're not infinite funds, but they're finite funds to be spent as they see fit, as needs come up for new tires for the fire trucks, new batteries, whatever they may need for the fire trucks and related fire equipment. So hopefully in my discussions with the first responders, the chiefs, the fire chiefs, the paramedic chiefs, and the sheriffs, they will find it in their heart necessary to protect their equipment and, most important of all, protect their communications equipment. I would suggest that everybody look into doing the same thing for their community. Every community that is protected is many lives saved, isn't it, Stephen?
Yes, that's true. I was just thinking that they might, if they're not protected against lightning, the EMP shield would come in handy there too.
Well, absolutely. And that's something that we talk about pretty much every week, is EMP shield devices. Not only protect from lightning, but they're backed up their protection with a $25,000 insurance policy. Steven, it's been about 5 years ago. I had a speaking engagement in Metro Cincinnati, and one of my listeners was there from Arkansas. She and her family have a agricultural business. She's probably listening right now, with 20-plus very expensive water pumps for their agricultural business. And prior to installing EMP shield devices on all her water pumps, she was losing, on the average, 4 to 5 every year to lightning. since installation of the EMP shield devices, she's not suffered one loss. Now, we're looking at pumps that cost more than $2,000 a piece. that's a pretty heavy economic burden for any small business, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd say they probably have to think that it's a good investment.
Right. Well, and what they did before the EMP shield was just incorporate that expense of losing those pumps as just another cost of doing business, like anything else, the cost for electricity, the cost of the fertilizer, the seeds, and tractor equipment, and so forth. But this has been a big boost for her and her family. And ladies and gentlemen, lightning is nothing to mess around with, is it, Stephen?
Well, I've had a computer destroyed and some other electronics by a lightning bolt that hit close to my house. So I used to get up in the middle of the night and unplug things when I heard a thunderstorm coming.
I used to do the same thing. And when I failed to, one time when I failed to, I lost a postal meter, I think an answering machine. Another time, I wasn't living there at the time. It was about a year ago. There was a lightning strike in the neighborhood. We still don't know exactly where it hit. But lightning can travel hundreds of yards, maybe a quarter mile or half a mile more. And we're still tracking down damage because our technician did not install the EMP shield that was sitting on the kitchen island, the stainless steel kitchen island, waiting to be installed for not quite a year.
Wow.
So procrastination really hurt us there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, Stephen, you wrote your book initially with the intent of bringing this matter of EMP, to the attention of decision makers who were in a position to actually make a decision, move forward, and provide the funding to protect the national power grid, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, I did. I'm still in communication with one of the aides to a Missouri senator, and I did converse with him last week. But, you know, it's it's a slow process, and I'm providing them information on previous bills that were introduced into Congress in 2013 and 2015 that were defeated by the electric utility lobbies. And I also have lots of information. It's in my book about studies that have been done that show what the cost would be. And, just to protect the grid would be, incredibly cheap compared to what would happen. Even like somewhere between $4 and $10 billion, we could protect our grid. And if you get it up to maybe $30 billion, you could protect almost all of our critical national infrastructure. And to think about, we've sent, they're talking about sending Ukraine $60 billion right now for what seems to be a lost cause to me. The $112 billion we've sent to Ukraine is the equivalent of the total annual state budgets for 14 American states. So this, we can use the money here to fix things up. But, this has been a problem. They've known about it for years. The American military has protected its communications and weapon systems from EMP. But our civilian infrastructures remain completely unprotected. And I doubt that's the case in Russia, because they're more tuned into that. So I marvel at the fact that we still, all it takes is one. There's 12,000 nuclear weapons in the world. All it takes is one be detonated over. You can detonate one over the Yucatan Peninsula and take out the whole power grid, but it's more likely they would detonate one over the continental U.S. That magnifies the effects on the solid-state electronics, and it also would take out the grid, say, in the eastern half of the United States.
Absolutely.
It only takes a billionth of a second. So
that's right. It's hard to wrap my brain around 1 second being split into a billion separate pieces, but that's reality, isn't it?
Well, it happens at the speed of light. It's when a nuclear weapon detonates above the Earth, say 100 miles up, you won't feel any blast or fire effects on the surface, but the gamma rays that come out at the instant, the moment the bomb detonates, they come down, they rip the electrons off the air molecules and send them spinning towards the Earth at the speed of light, and they interact with the Earth's magnetic field, and that creates a gigantic electromagnetic wave that covers like hundreds of thousands of square miles, depending on the altitude. It doesn't hurt you when it strikes you, but anything that's electrically conductive, it will induce a huge voltages and currents into it, all the power lines, telecommunication lines, even extension cords, anything. So unless you're protected with a special device, the surge protectors that you might think you have that protect your equipment, they won't protect against EMP.
That's right. Well, we have new listeners every week. That's just the nature of talk radio. Oh, by the way, Stephen, I was in Dallas, Texas for a speaking engagement over the weekend, just got back last night. Oh. And it was a great event. Finally got to meet my friend Dave Hodges after knowing him by telephone and video for 15, 16 years. And anyway, it was a wonderful event. Had a great audience. But getting back to EMP, the intensity of this on the consequences in our society are truly hard to describe, hard to imagine. And here's one phrase I use to help people wrap their brain around this. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. Typically, we've had regional power outages where there'll be, a hurricane in Florida. And I've seen these convoys of utility trucks going down the interstate highway headed towards Florida. Because when one region of the country has that kind of trouble, the other regions pitch in to help. But that won't be the case this time because there's not going to be any other regions to pitch in and help. Will there, Stevens?
No, there won't. I mean, you think about, what do you need electricity for? Well, everything that you depend on. You turn on the lights, your heating, your cooling systems, your water, you get fuel distribution, air, sea, ground transportation. And it's not just the electricity they can't get, but it's also the solid-state electronics that are inside all the devices that are used to power these things. Those get fried. I mean, there's a congressional report that indicates that up to 90% of the American population wouldn't survive because the power would be out for over a year. It destroys the large power transformers in the grid, and it takes, right now in normal times, it takes 18 to 24 months to have those made. Most are made overseas, like more than 80%, and they're shipped. They weighed 200 to 400 tons each, so they have to be sent by sea and very slowly moved over the land to be installed. And there's about 2,000 of those in all the different grid systems that we have. And you just damage or destroy most of those, there just won't be any power. 90% of the power that's distributed to the American public goes through those large power transformers. So, we'd be SOL.
Well, I've seen in my trip coming back from Dallas, I've seen some of these transport trucks where instead of two sets of wheels and tires at the front and two sets at the back, they have a set of wheels and tires and axles almost touching the entire length of the flatbed. These are incredibly strong trucks to transport that kind of weight, but that's exactly what they need, isn't it?
Yeah, a train can't carry anything heavier than 100 tons, and so we're talking about 200 to 400 ton, 400 tons is 800,000 pounds. Try moving one of those down the highway. I mean, they're so big, you have to move power lines and traffic lights and everything else just to get them through different intersections. So it's a real problem, even in normal times, to move one of those around.
It is, absolutely. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Tell us about this. You don't need to identify the politician, but you're working with a staff member of a federal politician.
Well, I don't mind identifying. It's Senator Hawley in Missouri, okay. Josh Hawley. And, I agree with most of his positions, and he's a Republican, and he's interested in these things. He's, my book also describes the danger to the emergency power systems and the emergency core cooling systems at nuclear power plants that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission maintains are invulnerable to EMP, but they've never done any comprehensive testing to validate that theory. I know that their aide is interested, and several other people on the staff have gotten my book. But, they're under constant pressure with all the other lobbies to do all sorts of things in 24 hours a day. If you try to call their office, so it's not always easy to get through.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Let's do it. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of April. This hour is sponsored by the Engine Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you be an Engine Cleaner. If you have sleep issues, that will help. If you have pain issues, the Engine Cleaner will also help. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the mattress pads to go with it. I'm getting a fresh batch in later this week. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. You don't want to give out your credit card and internet. I understand that. No sweat, GI. That's why I have a toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, available at Amazon You need to get this book. You need to read it. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. Stephen, we got our first caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. I hope you and the lovely Mrs. Moore enjoyed your trip to the Prophecy Conference down there in Texas.
Right. It was the Hear the Watchman Conference. It was a lot of fun. Yes, sir.
Yeah, great. I'm glad, too, you got away and had some time to do something different. It's good for you. Anyway, I'm calling because, I wanted to talk a little bit about this upcoming eclipse. I know that I don't expect anything to happen on the day of the eclipse myself, really, particularly, either. However, in my studies, I've looked, and there's not many people know this information, so I'm just going to let you know that this is something that isn't researched by scientists, but it has been looked at by people that study the Earth and are more in harmony with it. I don't know about the Indians, but people like farmers, and it's old information. But usually whenever these earthquakes, these eclipses go over fault zones, a lot of times a year later, months to a year later, several months to a year later, there's earthquakes in those areas. They don't know what causes them, but it could have something to do with cooling the earth or whatever's going on in the magma chambers down there underneath. But there's something, the reason that there seems to be a process going on. And I actually looked this up. I had to order a book that was out of press, out of date. It was written back in the 1800s. I had to order it from some state, I can't remember, I think it was Idaho or someplace like that, but they actually, the library had one of the only copies of it in the country, and so I ordered it, and they actually had to print it out for me and send it to me hard copy because it was they didn't have the data on Fisk and all that. So there's not many people know about this relationship, but it seems to exist, and so I just letting people know, because if you do live in an area that is, in a fault zone and the eclipse is going directly over you, I would be considering thinking about maybe looking at things and preparing for sure, to help prepare for something, because you just don't know.
Yep. You just don't know, do you?
No. And as a matter of fact, that map, that Navy map, I don't know if you knew this, but people have looked at that, and they've looked at the land that Bill Gates is buying up, and they've seen that a lot of the farms and areas that he's buying up seem to match the outlying areas of that Navy map.
How about that?
How about that?
Okay, yeah. Anything else there, Charlie?
No, sir, I just want to let people know, because I consider it important that people understand that this information isn't widely known by the regular scientists, But what the hell do the regular scientists know? They bring us COVID-19 and all this other crap, So
that's right.
Right. So I don't put a lot of faith in science. I think if anything, they've kept the science, if anybody really knows about it, they've kept it under the rug,
Absolutely.
But in the earlier days, people knew about these things because they followed the earth patterns, and they followed eclipses, and they knew that they were, they looked at them as signs and stuff like that, and they were superstitious, but they were still more in touch with the land, and they understood how these things worked, and that's basically what it is. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, because I think people need to know about these things and stay prepared.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the call.
Yes,
Stephen,
sir.
You got any follow-up to Charlie's comments?
Well, we had a pretty big earthquake in Missouri back 1812. So, there was an earthquake in New York City just the other day. And there's people at DARPA that believe that DARPA may be responsible for some of this climate, generating earthquakes. I don't have any evidence on that, but I've read about it.
The earthquake that happened. Oh, John?
You want to hold on through the break?
Hold me over.
We'll hold you over. We'll break
the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We had to my COVID panel again, COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot panel. My presentation in Texas had to do with that. You want to educate yourself with more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, in no uncertain terms, that all of the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt people. In addition, you may want to know that Florida is in the process of banning the COVID vaccinations, and the entire country of Japan has taken the COVID vaccinations off their recommended vaccination list. We have with us Stephen Starr, the author of the following book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse, and we have held over from the last segment. Charlie, you got a further comment or question, sir?
Yes, sir. Stephen is right about that earthquake that happened in, I think it was in 1812 or whenever that was. I don't remember the exact year. But that was over a fault line. And that, by the way, is a perfect example of what I was saying. I think it happened, it occurred 3 months, 2 months, 2 to 3 months after the major eclipse that went directly over top of it.
Well, let me help you out so here,
there's
Charlie.
There's one example of it right there.
Charlie. Let me help you out here.
Yes, sir.
The winter of 1811, 1812, there were hundreds, many hundreds of earthquakes on the New Madrid seismic zone, three of them strong enough to ring church bells on the East Coast. And there was a comet that went by the planet at the same time as well.
Yes, and we have a comet with this one as well.
That's right.
It's coming Earth. That's right, we do. As a matter of fact, it's called the Devil's Comet.
How about that?
Something, or I don't know. That's what they named it, though. There's an example. The Mississippi River ran backwards.
Stephen, have a comment here, Charlie.
John.
Stephen, go ahead.
What's that?
I read that following that earthquake in 1812, the Mississippi River ran backwards for a few days.
It did, yeah, for a couple of days. After.
That's go right. Ahead, that's correct. No, that's it. I wonder, you know, like I said, you know, we got to, I think it's important to know these things and keep an eye out for them. That's all. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Charlie. The call number is 512-248-8252. Yeah, there was a meteorologist. He was not a seismologist, a meteorologist, Mr. Browning, I think his name was, about 1988. Made a prediction that it would be a massive earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone. You know, that caused a lot of attention to be brought to that matter. I read several books on it, educated myself. In fact, this has a direct effect on you as well, Stephen. I did the final sales presentation to AT&T to sell them the backup system for communications for AT&T in the case of a major earthquake event. And they set up their communications headquarters in Kansas City. They didn't trust anything east of Kansas City to still be standing and functional. That system is still in place even today on the 8th day of April, 2024, Stephen.
Well, that's remarkable. I never heard about that before.
No, there was no press release, no public attention, none whatsoever. It was all kept private, sir.
Well, if the EMP that we're talking about ever takes place, there really won't be any communication systems available. That, you know, your cell phones won't work. If you have a landline, that won't work. You know, you're not going to be able to. So if you really want to be independent, you will probably want to get your own ability to maybe shortwave or something like that. But if you don't have it protected with EMP shield, it won't work.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting your heads up here. And we don't know if EMP attack will happen. We know it could happen. We also do know that there's no safe place on this planet. You could be in Key West, Florida, Anchorage, Alaska, in the Antarctic. There's no place safe from lightning, is there, Stephen? That place doesn't exist.
No, there isn't.
So we have, on one hand, an event that may happen, and on the other hand, an event that will happen. That would be lightning. And given those facts, and they are very easily proven facts, people should move forward and get their EMP shield devices for their car, for their home, for their generator, and for that car, that youngster off to college. My two youngest twins, grandchildren, they take off for college in a couple of months here, and they'll be about a three-hour drive from their parents' home. And I'm going to make sure that at least one of their two cars is equipped with EMP shield, so they have a dramatically improved chance of getting home safe. And that's the job of grandparents, is to help protect the grandchildren, don't you think, Stephen?
That's right. And don't you offer a discount if people mention your website?
When you place your order at my website, EMP is graciously grandfathered my listeners with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That adds up pretty quick. When you're talking about something that's only around $300, a $50 discount is a pretty substantial discount. And that, thank you for reminding me on that, Stephen. This discount is in effect right now. And, in fact, I got the dates that Andrew will be with us. Let me see if I can look those up real quick. And he's a young businessman, executive, and do what he needs. Here's the dates that Andrew will be with us. 15th of April, which is next Monday. Then the 13th of May and the 27th of May. He's a young man who's busy, and this period of his life, he should be busy, shouldn't he, Stephen?
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's traveling all around the world, so apparently they are backed up on their sales at EMP Shield. There might be what, a couple of weeks wait or something at this point. But a lot, obviously people are fairly interested in the topic of EMP right now.
Yes. Well, when you wrote your book, you I'm gonna try to put myself in your place. You probably had the belief that once I show these politicians the facts backed up by non-refutable science documentation, they're certainly going to embrace the idea of protecting our power grid. You've been a bit shocked and surprised it didn't quite happen that way, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. I guess, you know, I'm trained as a scientist, and, you know, when I see something that makes sense and it's proven to me that it's correct, then when I show that to somebody else, I assume that they're going to come to the same conclusion that I did. But I teach a class on nuclear weapons at the University of Missouri, and there's a quote about somebody was making a presentation and about the dangers of nuclear war, and I guess somebody in the back of the room stood up and said, well, if you think the mere threat of the end of the world is going to change things in Washington and Moscow, you haven't been around very long. So, I feel that same way right now. I do think that there is interest in this one senator's office, but trying to get them to act on it is, they got everybody and their brother, the lobbyists, are always busy in Washington trying to get their own agenda fulfilled. And you can see the end result is that a lot of critical needs in the United States go unaddressed. You know, we're always trying to fix problems. We can't seem to protect our own border, but we're worried about what's going on, you know, thousands of miles away someplace else. So I don't know. I'm still haven't given up, but you're right. You know, I've been pretty kind of disillusioned by the fact that it's so hard to get anything done.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's a challenge. It's a worthwhile challenge. The consequences of not doing this could mean many millions of people dying. That's what, according to the U.S. government studies, 1 year of no electricity in this country would mean 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead, mostly from drinking bad water. If you're thirsty enough, you'll drink bad water. I recall reading the book written by General Wainwright. General Wainwright was in charge of Corregidor when MacArthur left, and he was in the Bataan Death March. And he personally observed soldiers getting on their knees to drink muddy water from a puddle under threat of getting a bayonet in the back from the Japanese guards. That's what thirst will do. And
right.
That hasn't changed. You need water to survive.
You can go without food for quite a while, but if you don't have water in about 3 days, you're in pretty big trouble.
Right, right. Real big trouble really quick. And that never changes. It could be the 1940s in World War II, or it could be 2024. The human need for water, being hydrated, never changes, does it?
No, I've taken some pains to make sure that I have a decent supply of fresh water. I live on a farm. I actually got a hand pump that I mounted on the top of my well casing that I can pump water directly out of the well. I'm still hoping. I've got a backup power system. It's a solar system with a battery backup, and I've got EMP shield on the batteries as well as the system. So, because I thought about it for a while, I thought, well, the one thing I would miss the most would be electricity. but we're so dependent on it. I mean, you know, everything we do, we just take it for granted. But and nowadays, people, you know, we can't just go back to the 18th century or 19th, you know, and know how to, you know, grow our own food and do all the things that people used to do before there was electricity, because we've lost those skills. I don't know. I like being self-sufficient, and I think just for that fact alone, it's a good idea to, you know, protect yourself from lightning, get a power source, protect from EMP, get a food, water, means to protect yourself. And you got, I guess Sam Andrews comes on after I do, and you know he's right. he's a good way to learn how to protect yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Sam gives presentations several times a year to audiences around the country on preparedness. He does an excellent, excellent job. And EMP shield is certainly a very basic part of being prepared. It is not optional. You know, I know when I took delivery of my first EMP shield device for my Lincoln Town Car, I was anticipating a complex install involving complexity and diagrams and so forth. I was oh so wrong. It turned out to be a simple 15-minute project. It took longer to gather up the tools and put them away than to do the install on three wires, red wire to the red terminal on the positive terminal on battery, black wire to the negative terminal, and the green wire to a solid metal ground. Quite frankly, the most difficult thing about the install was finding enough space under the hood that I could attach the EMP shield device itself with the special industrial-grade adhesive that they provide. But that took about 3 to 4 minutes, and then the rest of it was so, so simple. You were probably a bit surprised yourself, Stephen, at how simple the install was, weren't you?
Yeah, I think they've done a lot of work on these devices to, the newer ones are smaller than the old ones, and it doesn't take rocket science to get them installed. It just takes the time to go out and purchase one.
No. Well, if you're going to call up EMP Shield, wait until after 9 o'clock Central Time. Monday morning, I think this morning may be particularly busy with all the eclipse hysteria going on. But wait until after 9 a.m. Give them a call. Place your order to protect your home, your car, your generator, the car that youngster off to college, and get delivered these things now. I have not installed the ones that go on the circuit breaker box. I have a professional electrician do that on my behalf. That's some serious voltage and amperage there that I don't want to take a chance with it. But the ones for cars and generators, I can install those with no trouble. Having an electrician, you're looking at about 1 hour of their time at the most. That includes, getting to your home, doing the install and getting out of there. It's a simple installation as well, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, and with the ones they install on your breaker box, there's a little light that LED light that comes along with it that's on the wall, and it indicates whether it's on. So that's I like that too. I just because it gives you that extra added assurance that it's still working.
Yeah, there's a piece that sticks out from underneath the circuit breaker box. It's a little bit bigger than a postage stamp. It has an LED lamp, a green LED lamp that tells you two things, that it's installed and that it's working properly. And it's just, whenever I go to the closet where the circuit breaker is, it's just a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, seeing that little LED lamp lit up, knowing that everything's fine. I can sleep through a thunderstorm knowing my home is protected. I can leave for a trip for a couple of days knowing my home is protected. Peace of mind has great value, doesn't it, Stephen?
It does for me. a point that you brought up that I hadn't thought about in the past is that even if they manage to protect the grid, which I sure hope they do, it doesn't protect your home. So, if there's an EMP and it doesn't take out the grid because they've actually taken the time to shield the grid, it'll still take out all the electronics in your house unless you're protected. So,
That's right. Well, we hope people will pay heed. We hope they'll educate themselves. There's a lot of educational material at the EMP Shield panel there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I encourage people to educate themselves. Don't just take my word for it. Don't just take Stephen's word for it. Read the material, educate yourself, and come to your own conclusion. That's the strongest way of persuasion, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, well, I would say, get my book on Amazon. If you type in my name, it's Stephen with a V and Star with two R's. It'll bring up the book, Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. And there's a Kindle version for $8.99 if you don't want to buy the paperback. But I have 160 references and 360 footnotes in the book. It's about thoroughly documented as you can get, because I knew that there are people that are going to criticize it because they have a vested interest in doing so. But I'm from Missouri, so I'm saying, well, show me. Do the testing on nuclear power plants. If you don't believe what I'm saying, then prove it. Because I think I've done a pretty good job. And I suggest your listeners get the copy of that book and take it to their senator, their congressman, or their local city council and try to act on getting EMP protection, at least for their community.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's 3,300 counties, a little bit more than that in the United States. Every of those counties have law enforcement, fire protection, paramedics, a central communication system for all the emergency services. And all these entities, they need to be protected so that they can respond. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Stephen, you and I are on a mission here on these Monday mornings. We have new listeners every day. I handed out 300 business cards in Dallas over the weekend. So we have new listeners. That's a given. Now, our new listeners need an education. They need to be given a heads up about two things. The clear and present danger of EMP, as well as lightning, and the way to mitigate. So our mission is to educate people, inform them, and give them hope that they can have a way to protect their equipment and protect their family. Right, Stephen?
That's right. You know, don't be passive. Don't just tune all everything out and watch TV and figure out what the next ball game is. You know, take control of your life and get inspired about something and do something about making the world a better place and protecting your family.
That's right. Make the world a better place and protect your family. I like that, Stephen. I like that. Well, the government's not going to do it for you. We're making more, not so much me, but you have been making valiant attempts to writing. I've only written one book myself. It's quite an undertaking to do the write, the rewrite, the editing and so forth, get the cover art and so forth. It's a valiant undertaking to publish a book. And you did it with the best of intentions. So far, you've had limited effect. I wish you the best in having success in getting the national power grid protected. In the meantime, it's up to individual families to protect themselves, isn't it, Stephen?
That's right. And you know, EMP Shield, I actually bought that before I published the book because I found out about it in my research. And they do military-grade testing on it. That's convinced me. They got that published on their website. I believe it works as they say it will, and it's definitely worth the investment to protect against lightning and EMP. So I recommend it.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's a great way to get started by getting Stephen's book and reading it. That will give you the basic education you need. Move on from there. You might want to look at some of the material at my website. And at some point, you're going to understand the veracity of this information, the need to protect yourself and your family, help those grandkids off to school, and move forward, get the equipment, and help yourself, and in fact, your neighbors, because one working refrigerator in the whole neighborhood may mean life and death for saving some of these pharmaceutical products from going bad, couldn't it?
That's right. Running water is a nice thing, too. So, you know, they've known about EMP for decades, and the military in the U.S. has protected itself against it. But we civilians are really on our own at this point. So, you know, I urge you to act now.
Right. Act now while you can. Everything's working right here on the 8th day of April. We got electricity. We have the Internet. We have parcel service and postal service. Everything's functioning. That could change in a billionth of a second, couldn't it?
That's right. And I don't know. I pray to God that that something like this never happens. But the world's a crazy place, and there's too many crazy people that have nuclear weapons right now. So,
absolutely. Stephen, thank you very much. Have a great week. We will look forward to having back next Monday. Okay, we have a top of the hour break. We'll have Fire and Plenty with Sam Andrews. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.